Welcome, comrade, back to the cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Quaitlow, along with comrade Kirk Bangstad and comrade Ed Sarah Yacoub.
In this segment, we're going to help you understand the role that Senator Ron Johnson played in supporting Donald Trump's work to undermine Ukrainian independence, leading to last week's Russian invasion.
Okay, so this is kind of why we came up with this segment, right? Like, so this crazy stuff is happening in Ukraine. Russia has, you know, invaded the Ukraine. And I was like, wait a second. Ron Johnson, our own Wisconsin state senator, has been saying wonderful things about Russia as you know, in sort of to help, you know, pump up Donald Trump for a long time. And so I was like, guys, let's talk about this, because I don't think, you know, we're in Wisconsin, this is our senator, and I don't think there's been enough kind of like discussion about like the history of Ron Johnson, you know, propping up Russia. So I spent a couple hours yesterday just kind of Googling Ron Johnson and Russia, and I came up with this timeline from 2017 to the present, and every year there's a major story by like the New York Times or the Washington Post that says something about how Ron Johnson has said crazy stuff, you know, like has gone against either the intelligence community of America, has gone against his own fellow Republican senators, or has gone against the mainstream media, and has downplayed the effect of Russia on our politics or on the world.
And the funny thing is, Kirk, is that we want to start at, you know, say 2017, 2018.
Yeah,
I can actually take this back to 2016 in a couple of different ways. Now this is pre-Ron Johnson, but it does set up the whole what's with Trump and Ukraine thing. Yeah. And to do that, I have to bring up the fact that from, you know, 2014, 2015 and 2016, I was living in the Cayman Islands. And, you know, there are things to be said about how money moves around Cayman. And I was working at the TV station there at the time as a producer and anchor, and thought it was kind of funny watching this Trump campaign. And again, I'd been living overseas for a couple of years now, so I could not understand why Trump was getting such traction. But I thought it was odd that a story had come up that his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was having a court dispute with a Russian oligarch about money that had been deposited into a Cayman Islands account. I thought, well, that's curious. And of course, you know, there's a lot of secrecy there. We never did find a lot of the details of it. But right about that time was the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump was about to be made the Republican nominee, which still sounds to me incredulous to this day. But the one thing that Trump insisted on that got changed in the Republican platform was taking out a plank about supporting weapon sales to Ukraine, so that they could fend off a potential Russian invasion. Trump said he didn't want that in there. And of course, we know Trump has investments in there. And obviously Manafort was, you know, working for Ukraine's previous pro-Russian president before he was overthrown. So there was already history before Ron Johnson came on the scene. And Sarah just basically, again, went kind of against the anti-Russia tact that he had before Trump showed up.
Right. And so taking this year by year, to give our listeners a summary, looking at 2017 in January, after the CIA publicly released a report concluding that Russia had meddled in the presidential election to help Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, Ron Johnson issued a statement saying he would, quote, need more definitive information before drawing further conclusions. Johnson did not reveal that he had been informed back in September that this was in fact happening. Ron Johnson would go on to complain that the CIA refused to brief him on Russian hacking, saying, quote, I have not seen the evidence that it actually was Russia, while failing to note the CIA's report echoed the briefing he had received from other intelligence leaders, in September. I mean,
So there you are from the very beginning. Ron Johnson was going along parodying the Donald Trump line of, remember whenever Hillary Clinton would bring this up, he'd be like, well, we don't know Russia's hacking. It might be, you know, somebody living in his mom's basement who's doing all of this.
This was a year after Donald Trump got elected. And I think there's a, in one of the future years, I talk about in these notes that we have, like he's, Ron Johnson's the head of like the committee that deals with Russia, unfortunately, like weirdly, like whatever that committee is, look it up, Pat, while I'm talking, but like, unfortunately,
the Committee on Homeland Security,
the Committee on Homeland Security. So like, he's the one that gets the information from the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all these guys. And unfortunately he kept on saying on mainstream media, on Fox News that he didn't believe the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, that Russia was meddling with our election.
No. And in fact, to take it a step further, in July, on the 4th of July, 2018, Ron Johnson commemorated Independence Day in Russia, along with a few other members of Congress, the day after the Senate Intelligence Committee affirmed what the intelligence community had concluded, that Russia had interfered in the election to help Donald Trump. But, you know, this was somebody in Vladimir Putin who was not only, you know, essentially friendly toward Trump. It was a real bro fest, a real bromance. And yet at the same time, dissidents and reporters were accidentally falling out of windows. I mean, on that same day, it was reported in the UK that two more people had been poisoned by a Russian nerve agent that British officials said came from Putin's regime. So, again, we know how bad Putin has been with this Ukraine situation lately. But if you've been following this at all, you know, Ukraine has been, you know, something that Putin's been eyeing up since well before 2014.
Wait, so let's talk about this. So the Senate Intelligence Committee, which includes all of our, which includes a subsect of our U.S. Senate, admitted, had a report that said that Russia had an influence on our presidential elections. And Ron Johnson, along with Chuck Grassley, these are the two guys that are like the most pro-Russia in America. Chuck Grassley, I believe, is from Iowa. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, we're in Russia having a meal, having a banquet in Russia when part of their own body said that Russia influenced our elections through shady social media, paid advertisements, through just subterfuge. It's like, you just reported that, but I'm saying it with more emotion, that this is nuts. This is freaking nuts, man.
It doesn't make sense. And the thing is, it gets worse. If we fast forward to 2019, in October of that year, Johnson, who's already been making excuses for Russia, has already been making excuses for Trump, meets with a former Ukrainian diplomat and an alleged Russian agent, Andriy Telezenko, who had been passing around unproven claims that it was Ukrainian officials that were assisting Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. This happened in the weeks just prior to that infamous, beautiful phone call that President Trump had with Ukraine's President Zelensky, in which, you know, Trump told Zelensky that, you know, yeah, we've got $400 million in military aid coming to you, but I would like you to do me a favor first and, you know, dig up some dirt, even if you have to make it up, on Hunter Biden, the president's son. So Johnson is aware. He had been to Ukraine a couple of times before that. He had met with President Zelensky prior to that. So again, he's not naive to this. He knows what's going on between, you know, Russia and Ukraine, the tension that's there. And yet, even knowing what Trump was doing, that essentially made him a material witness in the first impeachment trial, which was based on this extortion call where Trump said, I would like to do you, you should do me a favor and dig up dirt on Hunter Biden before we give you this military aid that you so desperately need. Otherwise, Russia will invade you.
Well, it gets even better. Johnson was one of the senators who voted to allow then President Trump to withhold this aid if he didn't get the politicking he wanted. So he actually voted to undermine Ukraine's safety as a senator.
Let me also add that this, not Zelensky, this other, who's this, what's this other guy's name? This Ukrainian, this Russian agent, Polochenko. They created this story that somehow Ukraine was helping in Hillary Clinton's campaign as opposed to Russia helping Donald Trump.
Right, and they projection.
It's what Trump always did. Like, if he's doing something completely criminal, he'll say that the opposite party is doing something that the same level of criminal. So they wanted to create this. They wanted the Ukraine to create the story that Hillary was somehow affecting the presidential elections and that Trump wasn't doing anything. And Ron Johnson was given that information, and his staff spent 5 hours with this guy kind of like crafting a story that he could tell to the Washington Post or the New York Times or whatever. That's what happened on the 2019. Was that 2020 or 2019?
No, it was 19. Sarah takes us then to 2020.
So August 11th, 2020, Ron Johnson, chair of the Senate's Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, launches an investigation on Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Fellow Republican senators, including the previous and current chairs of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senators Richard Burr and famous little Marco Rubio, have warned Senators Johnson and Chuck Grassley that their Ukraine investigations could actually help the Kremlin, aka Putin.
And this is where something important needs to be said. And again, with we know all the heartbreak that Joe Biden has been through. We get that. But this part has got to be said, and I don't think it gets said enough. Hunter Biden is a bit of a problem child. He has had quite the life. But that is not the same as having some kind of evidence of criminal conduct when he was serving with the board of this Ukrainian energy company, something that has been investigated up and down and sideways. So what you have is Ron Johnson taking advantage of Hunter Biden's bad judgment and bad optics to, again, try to do some of Trump's dirty work to dig up dirt on Hunter Biden, to the point where Ron Johnson and others were being warned that a lot of these unproven allegations, things that have already been disproven, aren't just coming from some, you know, tycoon here. This is actual Russian disinformation that Vladimir Putin is a part of to try to make Ukraine look culpable, weak, undeserving of U.S. support. To the point where in May of 2021, the FBI gave Ron Johnson what's called a defensive briefing, warning that Russia was peddling false information and that he, Ron Johnson, might be a target. Now, most people, upon hearing this, would say, that is very interesting. Thank you. I will definitely watch what I'm saying. I do not want to be a tool of Russian disinformation. But, Kirk, that is not what Ron Johnson said when he was given that FBI warning.
So, I mean, Pat, you led us from 20 to 21, but I've got to go back to 20 when Marco Rubio, like the guy that's probably going to tell the truth 45% of the time at most, told Ron Johnson that he was being used by Russia and he should stop doing what he's doing. Marco Rubio told Ron Johnson he should stop lying in 2020.
And instead, to bring us back to 2021 after that FBI warning, Ron Johnson said, well, I heard it, but I disregarded it because I felt that was just a Democratic attempt to frame me, to get me in trouble.
When the FBI, the CIA, the NSA do not work for political parties. Like they don't. Nobody gets into those. They do this specifically to probably not deal with the political parties. These guys are high-level I mean, these guys are spies that are looking out for America and trying to figure out how to undercut other spies from Russia, from China, from North Korea that are trying to screw us. Like, they're giving Ron Johnson information that he needs to decide whether or not he wants to spout craziness, and he just flouts them.
Well, yeah. It's even worse than the craziness. It's decide what team you're on. Are you a patriot? Are you an American? Are you going to continue to be an agent of the Kremlin? And Ron Johnson, time and again, decides to be Putin's puppet, which is astounding.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, again, throughout the 2020 campaign, Ron Johnson had admitted as much in one interview with conservative radio hosts that his Ukraine Hunter Biden investigation was going to help Donald Trump, you know, in his campaign. So, again, he admits it. So it shouldn't be a surprise, to tie a bow on all of this, that when Russia did invade Ukraine, it was Ron Johnson who, again, in this Alice in Wonderland mode, said that it was the Biden administration and Democrats who caused this by impeaching Donald Trump for extorting the president of Ukraine and potentially withholding military aid. So we've now given you the backstory as to why, when you hear Ron Johnson say that it's somebody else's fault, there's a lot more behind that than just basic politics. So with that said, we are happy to have brought an end to class. Class is dismissed on Ron Johnson for this hour. We're going to take our final break and wrap up the show in just a moment.